Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Last week on Climate and Community, I began a conversation with Ruth Poland, a science teacher from Mount Desert Island High School, and Lucian Avila-Gatz, a senior at the high school and member of the ECO team. This spring, Ruth brought the MDI High School ECO team to Maine's first Youth Climate Summit.
The Maine Youth Climate Summit was intended to bring together youth from around the state who are interested in working on sustainability to network with each other, to build enthusiasm, to connect them with some resources, and to help them be role models to each other and to build skills in their work.
Over the last 8 years, Ruth has borne witness to the growing involvement of youth in the climate movement.
I feel really lucky to be in Maine because we have a vibrant youth leadership community here. Youth have really taken on a lot of ownership. Like this summit, it's young people leading workshops for other young people, which I think can be really powerful.
For Lucian, the Maine Youth Climate Summit comes right at the end of his high school career. But this experience has strengthened his resolve to continue working on environmental issues beyond high school.
My biggest takeaways right off the bat, just walking into the building, there was such a hopeful energy. We started out with facts about Maine's environment, what contributes to the most emissions in our state, transportation, buildings being the two main contributors. And we talked about storm effects and local impacts with some images of what has recently happened, like especially with the storms that last winter. And then we got into more inspiring speeches. Everything just made me hopeful, and seeing how many people similar to me. And it was also like an amazingly diverse group of students. It was just super representative. Everyone from freshmen to seniors were there. So that made me super excited that there's that many people passionate, and made me really excited about going into higher education soon and connecting with more and more people.
While the summit shed light on climate impacts felt throughout the state, Lucian shared some of the most inspiring solutions he learned about.
I was a part of a couple sessions, and I learned a lot about how to communicate well with groups that you want to utilize better climate practices. So like your school administrators, teachers, but also town council or local organizations. I was also a part of a permaculture talk that was really interesting because permaculture is the idea of, rather than just monoculture, like growing one crop as much as you're able to produce and profit from it. It's more about holistic, cohesive, likely a smaller area of really diverse species, and more for the purpose of producing food, but also just increasing biodiversity in the area, especially native species. And I felt like the characteristics or the values of permaculture also resonated with me in other areas of life, like taking care of people and taking care of the earth as well.
By the end of the day, Lucian left with a renewed sense of purpose and community.
I just felt like when I got home, I had so many stories. Even it was just a day, but I just felt like it gave me such hope going into the future. And the ECO team felt more like a family after that. And of course, I knew all the students because I've had classes with them or worked with them in the ECO team, but getting to know each other's personality made me a lot more excited to work on these projects for the final couple months of my time at MDI and contribute to that foundation of the ECO team and continue building it up.
The first Maine Youth Climate Summit offered a space for youth to connect in person, to share their interests and passions, and to foster excitement for solutions to climate change that hold the potential for a vibrant future. Lucian looks forward to building upon this energy as he pursues a college degree. And as an educator and mentor, Ruth will continue to impart her knowledge and passion to future generations of ECO team members.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.